The kingdom of God grows and grows and grows, and nobody in the world can stop it from growing. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Dear ones, today we're going to one of the great parables of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we find it in the 4th chapter of the Gospel of Mark in our Bibles. There it says, Jesus speaking, whereunto shall be likened the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. I mentioned to you several times that all things that God created contain a message of the kingdom of God. God came to earth with no other design but to establish his kingdom. He established it for us to enter in and to live in it forever. This is why we have the Lord teaching us in what we call the Lord's Prayer to pray, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is why, my friends, Jesus went everywhere preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And this is, my friends, why Jesus taught that the purpose of the rebirth is so we can enter the kingdom of God. Because you see, in the 3rd chapter of John, there is a Pharisee coming to Jesus by night. And Jesus told him, except a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So this begs the question, why should a man be born again? And the answer is so that he may enter the kingdom of God. So Jesus' whole coming and ministry was about the kingdom. And here in Mark and in other passages, we see a lot of parables that say something like this. The kingdom of God is like unto, well, like unto 10 virgins, or like unto a net, or like unto a treasure hid in a field, or like unto 11, or like a sower, or today, like unto a mustard seed. Each parable Jesus told about the kingdom has a little different facet of the nature of his kingdom. And the primary purpose of the parable of the mustard seed we have before us is to tell us that, my friend, although the kingdom of God begins in a very, very small way, in the end it will be the greatest kingdom ever known unto man, supplanting all other kingdoms. This parable of the mustard seed tells us the kingdom of God starts with littleness and it ends with largeness. It tells us it starts looking insignificant and it ends looking the most significant. It starts looking like almost nothing and it ends by becoming everything. Of course, we have a prelude to this teaching even in the Old Testament that most everything that God ever started in a very small way. For example, God created one man and one woman. Well, if some of you would have been God, you would have created a whole village, a whole city right away. But God started with one man and one woman. Then you go on in the Bible and you see that God started a nation with 70 people that went to Egypt, 70 Jewish people. And my friend, 400 years later, there were 1.5 million Jewish people coming out of Egypt. So you have in each case a move from littleness to largeness. Or you go back 2,000 years and all the Christians in the world could be placed into one single room. That's all you had in the beginning of the church, a little group of people. Now let me ask you 2,000 years later, how many rooms would it take today to put all the Christians of the world into? Can you tell me the number from, oh, my friend, can you see the concept from littleness to largeness? Can you tell me the number of that from littleness to largeness? And here in the parable, we have the story that the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. The beginning, it is the least, the smallest of all seeds that was known to man at the time. And then in the end, it becomes the largest of all herbs so that it actually takes on the size of a tree. Jesus said, such is the kingdom of God. History tells us that it has been so. And today, my friend, we see it being so with our own eyes. When you meditate on that, it might just cure you of a lot of discouragement and depression and anxiety over what's going on now, over the future. Many of you are worried about who will be the next president of your country, which way your nation will be led. Others worry about the economy. You're concerned about the rise of immorality, or you're concerned about terrorism or the nuclear war that might break out any time. Well, I'll tell you, you meditate on this parable of the kingdom of God, the parable of the mustard seed, how it grows from the smallest to become the greatest, and you should take comfort. And no matter what happens in politics, no matter what happens to the economy, no matter, my friend, what happens to the moral condition of certain nations and certain people, God's kingdom will continue to grow and grow until the end of time. And sometimes when it does not grow much in one place of the world, it grows so much the more in another place of the world. But the overall picture is that every single decade, every single century since Jesus came to earth, the kingdom of God has been growing. There's never been one century that there was a setback. It's always been advancing. For example, right now, it's not growing much in the North American continent, in Canada, and the United States, or in Europe, but it's growing with leaps and bounds in Africa and Asia and in Central America. Oh, glory to God. You cannot stop the growth of the kingdom. It is in the nature of the kingdom to grow, as it is in the nature of a bird to fly, of a fish to swim, of a monkey to live in a tree, and of a mole to live in the ground. No matter what happens politically, socially, economically, and in your own life from day to day, God's kingdom will continue to grow. Nothing can stop it. And as long as you hold on to it, in your own life, the kingdom of God will continue to grow and bring forth its fruit in your life. Praise the Lord. If the whole world would set itself against the growth of the kingdom, it could no longer stop it than if the world would set against itself against the law of gravity. Oh, my friend, communism couldn't stop it. Poverty can't stop it. Famine can't stop it. Floods and fires can't stop it. Earthquakes can't stop it. Terrorists and wars cannot stop the growth of the kingdom. If you have the kingdom in your heart, my friend, sickness can't stop it from expanding within you. Neither persecutions, nor trials, nor adversities, nor financial hardships, nothing can stop it from growing in your heart. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. It begins very, very small, but in the end it will be like a great tree shooting out its branches into all directions, and the birds of the air, he says, shall lodge in the shadow of it. Well, I encourage you, my friend, to be born again. Then after you're born again, to enter the kingdom of God, because that's what you're born again for. And then let that kingdom of God grow within you, and let that kingdom spread its branches to every corner of your heart, of your soul, of your intellect. Let it reach into your motives and actions and reactions, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. So the kingdom of God groweth up as a mustard seed, a little mustard seed, and it becomes one of the greatest of all herbs. Now, the birds in the Bible mean different things in different places. For example, in the book of Revelation, birds mean evil spirits and demons. But here, in this case, birds refer to peoples and nations who will find rest in the branches and in the shadow of the kingdom of God. There's no other resting place for humanity but in the kingdom of God. So, to prove that, we go to the book of Ezekiel, the 17th chapter. And there it says in verse 22, thus says the Lord, I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar and will set it. I will crop off from the top of its young twigs a tender one, and will plant it upon an high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing, and the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. So this refers to people here. The fowls of the air means people. And then you have that again in the 31st chapter of Ezekiel, where the birds of the air refers to nations, great nations. It says there in verse 6, All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs and under his branches. Did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelled all great nations. So, my friend, here in this parable of the mustard seed, we find out that this tree grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out great branches that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. That is, the nations, the people of the world will find rest in it. So, of course, wherever you have a shrub or a shrub-like tree or even an ordinary tree, you have birds in the branches, and larger birds choose to find a resting place in the heat of the day under the branches of such trees or shrubs. That is, the kingdom of God will be a blessing to people, to nations. And that, of course, is the fulfillment of God's prophecy to Abraham, that through him and through his seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Such is the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So, my friend, if you receive the kingdom of God in your life, you become a blessing to others. You'll be a comfort to others. They'll find rest when they are with you. Others will be encouraged and strengthened as they are with you. So you will be a blessing to the unsanctified, to the discouraged, to the troubled, to the lost. They will come to you for help. Now again, at first the seed is sown, the mustard seed. It's little. It's helpless. It's sitting there covered by dirt, and then up comes a little blade. And up and out, my friend, comes the first convert, the new Christian. And although he may boast of great things in the beginning, and is excited and thrilled, he needs a lot of protection. But as the kingdom of God grows within him, he will eventually be able to carry others and take on the nature of Jesus. So the branches, my friend, of his life are godly influences, and then they will be visible to his children or his parents or the school teacher and the fellow worker in the factory and in the office. Oh, I like, my friend, the growth of the kingdom of God and its gracious powers. I like the way it all works. As the kingdom of God is working on your children will not be a problem in school. They'll be a blessing to the teacher. The teacher does not have to yell at them or say anything twice, but they'll find comfort with your children. If the kingdom of God is within you as a worker in a factory, you will be on time. You will, my friend, be conscientious with your work, and you will have a spirit of cheerfulness and encouragement. Oh, how the branches of the kingdom of God are powerful. They have reached into industry and led to the abolition of slavery. They've influenced politicians to raise a standard of morality. They've gone into science. Branches of the kingdom of God have gone into our courts of law, into commerce, into our colleges, universities, and the military. And they have left their mark in the United States on every coin, on every penny, on every nickel, every dime, every dollar. And they have reached into the Pledge of Allegiance of our land, into the Constitution of the United States, into holidays and holy days. The kingdom of God began small as a mustard seed in the womb of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and then it spread, my friend, to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria by Peter, and then it went by the Apostle Paul to Asia Minor and to Europe. Then it went by Philip to Ethiopia, to North Africa, and then by Thomas the Apostle to India, and then through Hudson Taylor to China, and through Adoniram Judson to Burma, and it continues to grow to this very day. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is like a grain of mustard seed, which, my friend, is less than all the seeds of the earth. But when it grows, my friend, watch out. Its branches spread out all over the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Tune in again next week at the same time with the same station. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now. Until then.